The creator of the universe, my dear, does not act in so petty and spiteful a way.
Mrs. Browning, I was very interested to learn that many famous writers found the time for their labors when they were confined to bed. Was it in that period that you began to create your exquisite poems?
No, sir, no. They tell me I was hardly out of the cradle when I began to make up verses. Mm. Words were always magic to me. Mm-hmm. I learnt to read at 3 and, well, as long as I can remember, books and dreams were what I lived in. Mm.
How old were you when you wrote your first poem?
6. Papa was so pleased with it that he named me the poet laureate of our house. When one of my poems was especially good, he rewarded me with money.
Strange.
It greatly encouraged me.
Oh. I understand your father had a superb library.
Yes.
I imagine you must have read almost everything in it, huh?
Unfortunately, no. Papa warned me, Bar, you may read the books on this side, but not on that side, because...
Excuse me, Bar?
Yes, Bar. Oh, that's what the family called me. Because on that side of the room, you see, were the forbidden books.
Forbidden? What books were you forbidden to read?
Oh, Tom Jones, Gibbon's History of Rome, but I didn't mind, really, because there were so many wonderful books on my side.
Such as?